As I continue to offer my views on the numerous productions currently running at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland, Oregon, I come to the big disappointment of the season, Christopher Liam Moore's bafflingly bad staging of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. In this version, the action has been transported from ancient Athens to Athens College, a small Catholic boarding school where the graduation of the class of 1964 has just taken place. Okay, so far it might not seem so bad. Actually, the sight of Shakespeare's young characters dressed in plaid skirts and school ties is kind of fun, but that's the last part of this concept that works. In order to keep the concept going, director Moore turns the soon-to-be-married warrior Theseus and his Amazon queen conquest Hippolyta into a priest and a nun, Father Theseus and Sister Hippolyta, who shock everyone, but not enough, given that it's 1964, with their decision to get married. Oddly, everyone just kind of goes along with this. In the text, Theseus and Hippolyta are devices to kick the story off, but in turning them into renegade spiritual leaders, they become far bigger characters than intended, and it just makes everything that follows seem kind of off. On top of that, Moore jettisoned Shakespeare's text frequently, replacing names, titles, and exposition with his own material. The primary story deals with the merged antics of four young lovers escaped to the forest, the warring magic of two bands of fairies, and a troupe of actors using the woods to rehearse a play. In this version, the actors are staff from the school, requiring Snug the Joiner in the original to become Snug the Janitor. That's what they say, Snug the Janitor, actually replacing Shakespeare's text. The foolish Bottom the Weaver, the one who famously ends up being transformed into a half-donkey, half-man monster, is the school's dim PE teacher. In general, I have no problem with shifting the setting of Shakespeare's plays. To my mind, you can set them in the past, the present, or the future. Plop the characters down in the Depression, the Apocalypse, or on the planet Krypton. But if you have to change the text to fit the vision, you need a different vision. That said, the visual look of the show is stunning, with leafy green projections employed to make the ramps and swirls of the wooden stage look like a vibrant forest. But aside from that, the whole enterprise feels forced and clunky, careening between scenes that are dull and lifeless and scenes that are so badly constructed they look like something improvised in a high school drama class. One gets the idea that it might have worked, but it doesn't, and the actors know this. With only a few exceptions, the performances are strangely uncertain, tentative, wooden, and flat. The actors sounding as if they are reciting text rather than uttering words coming from their souls and minds. An additional insult, given the lighthearted lusciousness of Shakespeare's original text. This is one Midsummer Night's Dream I wish I'd actually slept through. For information on the shows running at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, visit osfashland.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.